I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The authorities in the US territory of Puerto Rico say nearly 3,000 people died as a result of Hurricane Maria, 46 times more than originally thought. Until now, the official death toll from the storm last September was 64. The findings of a report by researchers from George Washington University have been accepted by Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló. David Willis reports.
Hurricane Maria took what little this impoverished island had and reduced it to rubble. Power supplies were knocked out. Roads became impassable. Worst affected were the poor and the elderly. The governor concedes Puerto Rico wasn't prepared for a storm like Maria. Parts of the island are still without power nearly a year after the hurricane, and some 60,000 homes are still said to be lacking a proper roof.
President Michel Temer of Brazil has ordered the deployment of the armed forces in the border state of Roraima, where local residents attacked Venezuelan migrants earlier this month. Mr. Temer said the troops would ensure the safety of immigrants and guarantee law and order in the state. Our South America correspondent, Katie Watson, reports.
Michel Temer blamed President Nicolas Maduro for causing the migration crisis that's seeing large numbers of Venezuelans flee into neighbouring countries. Venezuela's problem was no longer an issue of internal politics, he said. It's now a threat to the peace of all of South America. The army will be deployed for 2 weeks and will be based along the border as well as main roads. Just over a week ago, the border was the scene of angry demonstrations by locals who drove people back into Venezuela after reports that a business owner had been attacked by migrants.
A year after violence in Myanmar prompted hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee the country, the UN Security Council has been meeting to discuss their plight. On Monday, UN investigators urged council members to refer Myanmar's military leaders to the International Criminal Court to face possible charges, including genocide. The Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, told the meeting in New York that those found responsible must be held to account.
Accountability is essential for genuine reconciliation between all ethnic groups and is a prerequisite for regional security and stability. Regrettably, Myanmar has refused to cooperate with the United Nations human rights entities and mechanisms, despite repeated calls to do so, including by members of this council.
World News from the BBC.